Life is a roller coaster. That's Ronan Keating on Nova 103.5. Yep, we were doing 101 days of happiness, and we're going to start doing some good news. So I thought, why not start today's good news with the good news of a Namibian having managed to complete the Robben Island swim. Robben Island to Blobergstrand was just completed by Swakopmund Denty Lowe. I've got Denty on the line. Morning, Denty.
Morning.
So well done, first of all.
Thank you so much.
I want to find out, though. I've heard that you've just swum 7 kilometers open water through, the icy Atlantic, that stretch of coastline, nothing to be joked about. But you apparently used to have a fear of the ocean?
Yes. Well, I think everybody's got a fear of the ocean, even though you stay next to it because of what is in it.
Speaking of what was in it, were you worried while you were swimming those 7 kilometers about what else was sharing the water with you?
Not actually. I've learned to block certain things out here in Swakop as well while I'm practicing here and swimming. And just before I got out of the boat, it was the first time I just had to ask that question to the people, is there any sharks around? And luckily they said they haven't seen one in 10 years. And I was like, okay, that's good enough for me. And then I jumped in.
That's a pretty good odds at least. Okay, so I mean, how cold, obviously you train in Swakop, the water in Swakop's pretty cold anyway. But how cold was the water down there from Robben Island to Blobberg?
That day it was 14 degrees.
Okay.
So it wasn't that cold. It was a perfect sunny day, no wind, not waves. It was just a nice, it was a nice summerish day.
All right, so perfect conditions there. I know Bruce Salt, when he swam the English Channel, he said it took him like 2 weeks to defrost. How are you feeling?
Ach, no, it was quite actually nice afterwards. They said I must get warm and get towels and blankets, and I was like, no man, the sun is fine for me. So luckily when I finished, I was like, ach, it's a normal day, it's a normal feeling. So Swakop is doing good to me in preparation for that.
Yeah, you got some good training there in the icy Swakop water. But I see, looking at photos, you're allowed to swim this one in a wetsuit.
Yes. You have two options, one with a wetsuit and one without a wetsuit. And I chose the wetsuit one because I don't want to get cold on my first try.
Yeah, exactly. Why not? So, I mean, for people who are interested in, I know you host a group at the coast and take people out into the sea and go swimming in the ocean.
Yes. We do have a social group here in Swakop. Not training, but swimming 3 times a week. Getting used to it, and it's a quite nice group to be part of.
I've always had this sort of I call it a bucket list thing, and one day I'll actually eventually get around to doing it. In the early mornings when you go down to the Mola and you see the old German tunnies, and they're going for their sort of polar dip, and one day I'm going to go and join them. Maybe I must come and swim with you guys first though.
we swim right through the winter. The cold water doesn't stop us doing it. And it's good for the body, it's good for the soul, it's good for the mind.
Denty, maybe one last question before I let you go. For somebody else, I mean, obviously, you're a swimming instructor as well. You've been swimming for years and years. So not that I want to say it made it easy, but perhaps it made it easier for you than, let's say, the average Joe. What kind of advice would you give someone who's thinking of maybe taking on something like the Robben Island Challenge?
Well, I would say just do it. I mean, it is a great challenge. It's for anyone that wants to do it. You don't have to be a professional. You don't have to swim it in a certain hour or two. You can take 4 hours, 5 hours. Along the way, they do sort of stop you to give you something to drink, to keep you warm, to give you some energy. And I would say if it's a dream, just do it, because it took me 20 years to do it.
Sure.
And I'm glad I did it.
Yeah. Oh, thanks so much, Denty. And I think definitely next time in Swakop, I'm going to give you a shout and come for a swim in the ocean with you.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Cool. Thanks. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.